my wonderful friends. Welcome to Faith FM Drive Time. Welcome to Big Q&A and Happy New Year to all of you listening in on our special New Year's Day Drive Time coverage, your first Drive Time of 2026. This is the show where we look at difficult questions concerning God, faith, contemporary religion, and the Bible. We also look at world religious trends in the light of Bible prophecy. And welcome to each of you. I'm Caden, your host for today. I'm the pastor of the Brighton and Merrows Park Seventh-day Adventist Churches here in Adelaide, South Australia. It's always a privilege to be able to spend this time with you as we share conversations that inspire hope, build faith, and encourage a closer walk with God in today's ever-changing world. This week, our theme is New Year and New Starts. And today we're tackling a question many of us think about at the start of a new year, a better spiritual life. Is it possible? And what does the Bible say? I'm not here alone. I'm not unpacking this alone. In the studio with me is my co-host, Lindy Spearing. Lindy, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too, Pastor Caden, and to all of our listeners.
It was just last week, it felt like, where it was Christmas Day and we're having Christmas together.
I know. Somehow you and I have drawn the short straw to be here on two public holidays this time.
Yeah, wow. Aren't we doubly blessed?
Doubly blessed, for sure.
And, you know, first day of 2026, how's it feel?
It feels like it's gone too quickly. Where did 2025 go? And I think other people would agree.
Yeah, it sort of felt weird towards the end of last year, putting down in the planning for next year, 2026, and just thinking about that, you know, 2026, that's crazy.
It's gone so quickly. I can remember the year 2000 when there was all that talk about a lot of things happening in the world, and here we are going up to 26 years later. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And, good to be here together and to talk about things. And I thought for our World Watch, Lindy, today, why not we choose one on resolutions and what some of the general public actually think about resolutions. And so I've just chosen an article here from the New York Post, this is just published in December 2025. And, the headline says, Millennials most likely to make 2026 resolutions over other generations, according to the survey.
But does that mean they're going to keep them? I mean, how many resolutions have you and I kept?
Yeah, well,
Some.
It'd be interesting to sort of put a success rate on it. Let me just read some of the article here. And, it says this, saving money, exercising more, and getting healthier are Americans' top New Year's resolutions heading into 2026, according to the new survey. A poll of 2,000 Americans revealed that only a small group, 10%, felt very good about 2025 as a whole, labeling it a great year. And most felt less positive about it, saying it was just okay. That was 39%. 19% said it was bad, 2025. And a further 10% said it was awful. So it's interesting, a lot of the people being surveyed were quite negative.
Not happy.
About 2025, which is interesting. So,
is this done in America?
Yeah, this is a problem.
They need to move to Australia.
That's right. Yeah. And, it says here, so to turn things around in the coming year, 38% are setting personal goals or resolutions, with millennials being the most likely to create New Year's intentions, 57%, and baby boomers being the least likely, 23%. And what do you think of the baby boomers?
They're a bit over it. The baby boomers have done it so many times. It's not working for them. They're going to think of something new.
just forget these resolutions. Too old for that. It says men are also more likely than women to set goals for 2026.
So that surprises me.
44% versus 35%. So that's that is surprising, isn't it?
Mm.
I don't know about you and your household, but it's my wife who normally starts the conversation. So, what's your New Year's resolution?
Your wife, Amy, does not sound like that. But yes, I'm the one probably most likely to motivate in the household.
Do you sound like that?
Sometimes. So, yeah, it surprises me, but I've noted that men are starting to step up more again, and even in the spiritual realm. So
yeah.
I think that's good that they're not...
Well, here's some men stepping up. That's good to see.
Mm.
And, it also says the men feel more motivated to complete them. 93% are motivated to complete them versus 85% of the women surveyed. So, yeah, this is interesting. And the article has a graph, a bit of a chart here. And, it has this research done by Talker Research on behalf of Talkspace. And the study actually found that people are creating 6 resolutions on average for the new year. And they've just highlighted the most common ones. And so, yeah, just going through from the most common down. The most common resolution at 45% was saving money.
I think that's very interesting with inflation and increasing rental rates and mortgages for people. So people are wanting to save money. So that actually means that they're not wanting to spend as much money.
Yes, that's
There's
right.
There's another side to that.
There's another side
not
to that.
Not spending as much.
Yeah, so that's interesting. Also at 45% was exercising more.
Mm. So, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's very good. It's interesting that people are thinking about exercising. I think they're starting to understand there's a lot more research coming out to show that, you know, we can take more responsibility for our health.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's going to be one of my New Year's goals as well.
I think it should be. I think it should be, Pastor Caden.
Yeah. Let's keep going through the list. 41% said improving physical health.
Comes in line with
exercising.
Yeah.
And carrying on, 40% said eating healthier.
Again, well, that's being healthy, isn't
that's
it?
That's very positive. The next one's around the lines of the finances again. 34% said improving holistic financial wellness.
That sounds more like thinking for the future, a more broader view than just not spending as much.
Yeah, for sure.
Perhaps getting a financial counsellor or, you know, looking into what your investments are and being more careful with them.
Yeah, that's good. Then we've got 29% spending more time outdoors in the fresh air. That sounds pretty good.
That's another part of health. Seeing green and blue is very, very good for us. God has created it so that it helps us to be more healthy in all areas of our lives.
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, that's a good one. Then we've got, the sixth one, which is boosting mental health, 29% as well. So, yeah, we've got some really good ones here.
All of that, if you put all those health things together, if they can at least do some of those, they'll be benefited by being outdoors more, by exercising more, they'll boost their mental health. So there's an impact, you know, there's a correlation between some of these goals that they want, some of these resolutions, which is good.
Yeah. And it says here in the article, but with the goals comes hurdles to complete them. And Gen Z, 45%, Millennials, 49%, and Gen X, 45%, all said that not having enough money as their biggest barrier in accomplishing their goals, while baby boomers cited not having enough willpower, 37%.
I think it's interesting that you say Gen Z, I say Gen Z. That's how I grew up. Millennials and Gen X, you know, they're saying they haven't had enough money. I think it's more about priorities.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. My children have always earned more than I've earned. So I think there's enough money, but generally speaking, I'm generalizing. I don't want to offend anyone, but it's about learning to manage that money. And certainly as a Christian, with paying our tithe and giving to God and giving to others, we are mightily blessed that way. So
yeah, there's a real blessing in that.
Mm. And the willpower, the baby boomers, well, if they haven't learned it now, they probably never will, really, seriously. Come on. The time has come.
Yeah, then I'm going to this page here where it says, looking ahead, half of the people polled, 49%, said 2026 will be their year and the season when they finally get to a better place mentally.
Mm.
So 49% have that outlook.
Isn't it sad that so many people are suffering with mental health issues?
Mm.
And there is a lot that they can do to improve their mental health. And exercise is one of the biggest ones.
Yes.
In fact, doctors today, there's a doctor who's over 100 years old, and I believe he's associated with the Loma Linda Institute in America.
Oh, yes.
And he said the biggest thing that's happened for him, the reason he's still alive, still driving and still lecturing, is because of exercise. He really highly values exercise.
Yeah, really.
I was just reading this article shown to me, and I said down the bottom, he's a Seventh-day Adventist doctor. So he's been following the health message. But exercise is so, so important.
Yeah, that's right.
You can do it two or three times a day. At work, we go out for a little walk most days. I exercise in the mornings. My husband and I try and exercise in the evenings. A lot of people go, oh, it's boring. Doesn't have to be boring at all. Go with somebody else if you think it's boring. Maybe listen to something, not too much, so you don't walk out in front of a car. But, yes, exercise, it's great. And deep breathing and getting the sunshine and the fresh air and seeing the blue sky and the green trees. Beautiful.
Yeah, we have 101-year-olds just down the road who plays at a local club here in Adelaide. And he plays regularly, but he's still on the professional circuits for the seniors, and so he travels around the world.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
The trouble is they don't have a category for the 100+. The highest category they got is in the 90s, and so he has to compete against the younger 90-year-olds. This 101-year-old.
Isn't that
his
amazing?
His name's Henry.
Oh wow! And, good on you, Henry.
Yeah, and it's just amazing.
It certainly is. He certainly has some good resolutions that he's stuck to.
Yeah. No, it's very impressive. And, he'll be in the Guinness Book of Records, that's for sure. He's beaten the previous person by far. Let's keep going here. And it says that to maintain their mental well-being, many respondents have habits they rely on.
Mm.
Although preferences differ by age, Gen Z or Z cited time with family and sleep, mm-hmm. both 36%, as their most essential habits, while millennials opt for listening to music and podcasts, perhaps Faith FM, at 43%. And Gen X said Gen X and baby boomers were pretty high for going for regular walks at 42 and 46%.
That's interesting. I think all those things are important for our mental health.
Yeah.
As long as it's positive, you know, quality sleep and positive family time. And you can do the family time with the exercise. It can all work together. And you can be listening to music and podcasts while you're on your walks
or
riding
for sure.
an exercise bike or on your rebounder or swimming some laps perhaps. Maybe not swimming.
And, I know a lot of people that use Faith FM for that. And if you want to access Faith FM anywhere you go, when there's reception, you can get the app and download the Faith FM app, and you can access all the shows that have gone there, and access the live shows and the past shows. And yeah, you just go on the App Store, whether it's Apple or Android, and download the Faith FM app, and you can listen to all the shows on demand and search for topics that you might be interested in. The last page here, Lindy, it's a bit of a fun page. It says 38% also have a unique personal hack they use to improve their mood.
Mm.
Sharing some of the most fun, useful and interesting hacks, respondents said they like to boost their moods by treasure hunting, lifting weights, to others who said rock music and skateboarding.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's what lifts their moods. I could think of different things, but that's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it goes on from what they say. But according to the results, mood boosting hacks can be as simple as binge watching TV while cross stitching or having a nail day with my daughter. That's definitely not me.
No. Well, you haven't got daughters, only sons.
But, no, and you wouldn't see me getting a nail day either.
No, I think that a lot of people have different activities they like to be involved with. It sort of lifts their moods a little bit.
Yeah.
And I often see when we're out in nature, I see a lot of people all different ages out walking and enjoying the beachside or the countryside or the mountains, the hills, gardens, the botanicals. And so, you know, there's lots of different ways people can, you know, boost their moods. They don't necessarily have to binge watch because there's a downside to that.
Yeah, I just think there were some random comments they put in towards the end there. But yeah.
I think others said that they can cry. They feel better if they have a cry.
Yes.
And I think that's not a bad thing.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Others have said they like encouraging other people. And you can get a real boost out of being a blessing to somebody else, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, so I thought it was interesting looking at different perspectives. I couldn't find an Australian article, but I found this one from the United States. And it makes you think, well, it is New Year's Day and
yes.
It's finally here.
Yes.
2026 is here. We don't know what this year will bring.
No, we don't.
That's for the Lord to know. But should we actually make God a part of our resolutions?
Well, let's hope so.
I guess that's what our topic is for today, really.
Mm-hmm. Having a better spiritual life. And now's the time. It's a line drawn in the sand between last year and this coming year that we can make a decision. Because if we don't have a plan or a purpose moving forward, then nothing will ever change often.
No, that's right.
It goes on in the same way.
No, that's completely right. You need to have a plan. You need to actually take action on that. Mm. Otherwise, you're just going to go through the motions and you're never going to get where you want to get or
that's
where
right.
you feel God is calling you to get that higher place.
That's right.
And so I was a bit surprised, Lindy, when I was reading through this. I was expecting to see some sort of spiritual resolutions or goals that people have been setting. And so that was a disappointing thing for me. I don't know if just their source of people they took. Mm. I don't know where that was from. Maybe it was from a particular source that might not be associated with church, but.
Could be. It's interesting though that it was done in America and Americans quite value their spirituality.
Yeah.
It didn't seem that any of them had mentioned it. However, when they do those surveys, they may have put nothing in the survey that they could
that's
have ticked
right.
along those lines.
Yeah, that's
perhaps,
right. Yeah,
perhaps
yeah.
we don't
and,
know
and
for
and perhaps
sure.
we don't know for sure. But yep, we do want to consider what God wants us to do in this new year, and it's something that we all do need to pray about and consider. And so we're going to be exploring this on our show today, so don't go anywhere. We're going to have a great time here on New Year's Day and listen to some beautiful music. And so what we got now is a song by Neville Peter, All Things New. Enjoy. Welcome back and Happy New Year. You're listening to Faith FM, Drive Time, Big Q&A on this New Year's Day, first day of 2026. That was All Things New by Neville Peter. And, you know, it wouldn't be a Drive Time if we didn't have a free giveaway. And so this is our first giveaway for 2026, and you want to be hot onto it because this is a cracker. This is Finding Peace Amidst the Storm by Pastor Robbie Bergen. And this is a free book that we want to give you. Let me read to you what it's about. It says, life's storms are unavoidable, but peace in the midst of them is possible. In this book, Pastor Bergen shares his personal journey and explores biblical principles for overcoming stress, anxiety, and fear. Through practical insights, powerful stories, and step-by-step faith experiments, this book guides you to discover the peace that God promises, a peace that surpasses all understanding. This book offers practical steps to help you navigate stress and anxiety through prayer, gratitude, and trust in God's promises. To also cultivate habits that promote emotional, physical, and spiritual peace, and to stand firm on God's promises even when life feels out of control. This sounds like a good book for a new year.
It certainly does. And, of course, Pastor Robbie Bergen has been very much associated with Faith FM over the years.
Yeah.
And has done a great work. And I've heard his testimony. It's very, very powerful. He's a wonderful, wonderful man. And I know that this book, I've got a copy, is a wonderful book. So people should ring up and order it.
Yeah, that's right. And so, yeah, you need
SMS,
to.
Sorry.
All you need to do is SMS. Yeah, if you ring, you won't get through anyone. Sorry, but you can SMS us. And if you want to sign up for this free book, all you need to do is text in the code to our drive time number, and the secret code I'll give you now. It is SA356. That's SA356, and you text it into our drive time number 0488 808 11, and we'll send you this book entirely for free. There's not even postage to pay. They pay it all. They pay for postage, and we just want to get some of the word out and get some good positive books out there. And so no cost to you at all. All you need to do is text in to get this free book, Finding Peace Amidst the Storm. This is a New Year's special that we want to give you by Pastor Robbie Bergen, Finding Peace Amidst the Storm. And so, again, the code you text in is SA356, and you text it into 0488 808 11, and we'll send it straight to you for free. And by the way, if you're listening and you've got any comments or questions, also feel free to text us on 0488 808 11. We'd love to hear from you.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Faith FM Drive Time, Big Q&A with Lindy and Caden. Today we're celebrating a very special New Year's Day edition. This week, our theme is New Year, New Starts, and we're exploring a question that perhaps we have been asking ourselves at the beginning of a new year. How about our spiritual lives? Is it possible for a new start there? What does the Bible say? And so, as we step into this fresh new year, you know, many people make resolutions, as we've read and learned about in our World Watch today. You know, whether it's fitness, finances, or personal habits, you name it. But what about the resolutions that grow our spiritual life, Lindy? You know, Lindy, shouldn't that be a priority? And if so, what are we going to do about it?
Well, personally, I believe if we get our spiritual life right, then the other areas of our life will start to fall into place as well.
Is that so?
Now, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and then everything else is added unto you. And I really believe that if we decide that we want to seek after God and to put Him first in our lives, all of those other things that are important for our well-being will start to fall into place. So if people are saying they want to save money or exercise more or eat healthier or for whatever reason for their goal, putting God first is the way.
Yeah, I'd love that verse, eh? It's just such a powerful promise.
It is a powerful promise.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
That's right.
And then the promise is, and all these shall be added to you. All of these things will be added. What a beautiful blessing.
Because when we have God first in our lives, He changes our priorities, He changes our desires, and He also can give us discernment on the way to go forward.
Yes.
I did a little bit of looking up on the computer about resolutions.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, we discussed earlier that there can be New Year's resolutions that include money, exercise, being healthier, being kinder, working harder or working not so hard, resting more. There's so many different ones. But there's an acronym that I quite thought was interesting. It's SMART. S-M-A-R-T, SMART.
Oh, I thought you were calling me smart for a second.
You're definitely smart, Pastor Caden, but that wasn't what I meant.
Nah.
So with this acronym, it suggests that we should be specific. And I thought it was interesting just as we lead into our time about what we should do and what the Bible encourages us to do, I thought I'd just mention it's being specific. So instead of saying I'm going to eat better, say something like I'm going to eat 5 servings of veggies every day. Okay. So be very specific.
Okay, be specific. I've heard of these SMART goals before.
Yes.
Yeah, because often workplaces make you develop these SMART goals.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, that's you right. And everyone rolls their eyes, not the SMART goals.
They've had enough of it. But I think there's something in the acronym just to remember, like, you know, if we can say we'll eat healthier, but we need to say let's be more specific.
If we're going to exercise
more,
specific.
We need to, like, be measurable.
Yeah, measurable.
You might say, oh, I'm going to run 3 times a week.
Okay.
So then you go, okay, well, I might run on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays. Be quite specific.
That's smart.
Have something you can measure.
Yep.
And then something achievable. Don't think, I'm going to be really, really healthy. I'm not going to eat any sugar at all for the whole of 2026.
Yeah, right.
That's a little bit hard to achieve. So do something that's achievable, a small step.
Okay.
And relevant. Let's choose goals and passions that align with your, you know, goals that align with your real passions, and hopefully your real passion is to know God and draw closer to God.
Yes.
And also a time bound, or give yourself a time frame. So you might say, well, you know, I'm going to train for a 5-kilometer run or something. Give yourself, you know, time. Like after 3 months, I want to see that my skin's better, or my breathing's deeper, or my eyes are clearer. So, you know, you really want to be smart about your New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
But
That makes a lot of sense.
It does make a lot of sense, but I want to move into the spiritual aspect of this. We can use these sort of secular type
things. So we need smart, spiritual resolutions.
We need to be specific about our goals. You know, in 2 Corinthians it says, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, isn't that a beautiful promise on the first day of 2026?
Oh, yeah. So many people, including myself, are just, you know, wanting that new start.
We do.
Let's scrap last year and everything, some things that happened during it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a fresh outlook and a new year.
Look, I think 2025 has been a challenging year for everybody. There's been an increase in world concerns and wars, and a new president in America, concerns about China, Taiwan. There's civil wars in different countries.
That's for sure.
Big increase in violence here in Australia. People are concerned about the young people going out and committing crimes and, you know, on the news every night. So as people reflect on 2025, they might say, I want something to be different for this year in my heart. There are some things we can't change.
We can't control.
What's
happening out there.
But we can be transformed and changed. So
setting
goals for a new year is so important. And through God's eyes, we need to understand His word, because through His eyes that He reveals to us a way for us to work our way through what is going on in our lives. So
yes.
apparently the New Year's one of our favourite times of the year, and you're probably right. We're going to look behind, forget about what I did last year or I didn't achieve. It's a new year. It's 2026 today, and I'm going to move forward in my life. It's a chance to bring all our hopes, dreams, and challenges that we have before the Lord and ask for His guidance and input. So I think it's really important. I'd really like our listeners to, for some of their resolution, to be part of some of the things I'm going to mention. For example, if any of our listeners are not reading the Bible regularly, may I say to you, may I suggest to you today that you find a Bible reading plan. You can get them online. And you read through the Bible through 2026. It might be something that you can do when you wake up in the morning, or it might be something you can do in the evening or during the day, depending on your lifestyle, the sort of work and commitments that you have, that you choose to read your Bible every single day. And for me, I've been going through the Bible and reading a chapter and then sort of writing a prayer. I'm just haven't done it all in a year. It's spread out a bit longer, but I found that really good. So I read through a chapter and then I write a little prayer, not a big prayer, but just a little prayer related to that chapter. And then when I finish that, I'm getting close to finishing off, I'm going to go back and go through the Bible, and each book I'm going to do some research, who the author was, what the background is, what the main purpose of that whole book is. And then these are just ways that we can learn more and more about God's word.
Yeah.
Come closer to Him.
Yeah,
now,
that's
for some,
right.
Some people don't like reading, or perhaps some people have some vision impairment. So you can listen to the Bible. You can listen in your car. You can use an app.
There's many, many good apps that are out there that read to you the Bible, and you can get the Bible reading plans on these apps as well.
That's right.
Very accessible, but there's plenty of them out there. I know for myself, a few years ago, I made that resolution to read the Bible. But for me, the Bible in a year, I found too much. Because I like to read slowly and chew over bits more, and so I just resolved to read, whether it was a chapter or whatever, just every day, and just go through at my own pace. And that was maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and I'm still going through, and I've still kept it up. And it's been a real blessing, Lindy.
Absolutely. I'd be quite sure that it would be. And I know that some people read it and then they might have some questions. How does this relate to my life?
Yes.
How can I incorporate this in my life? Did I see something new in this
Absolutely.
Chapter?
Absolutely. That's just so important.
It is.
And,
it is.
And I'm often just reading through this and highlighting bits and writing notes and then praying about what I'm reading and trying to claim promises that are there and wrestle with different things that are in there. And, you know, because I find no matter what you're reading the Bible and no matter who it's for or what it's about, there's something in it that you can take for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I would like to encourage our listeners to consider one of their New Year's resolutions for 2026. Is to read your Bible every day.
That's a good one.
If you make a plan to say, I'm going to read my Bible every day, it doesn't have to be a long tedious time if you find
just set a time limit or something.
But, you know, it's really interesting. I found in my life, if I make that time to spend with the Lord every day, my life is very different.
Yeah.
You know, I will have more of a impact on other people's lives. I perhaps have more grace in my life and have a heart that is different. So that's my first New Year's resolution that I suggest, is that you look to reading through the Bible. Find a plan that suits you. Find a way, whether it's your Bible, whether it's an app, whether it's listening to it. And you can do all those things. You can listen to it as well as read it.
I used to listen to it and then have it in my hand and read it at the same time. And I found that really helped me. I've stopped doing that now because I've found I don't need that anymore. I can just read it and it sort of help, and I can just understand it and consume it now.
Absolutely. But we're all different, aren't we?
We're all different.
We're all different the way we approach the Bible. I would suggest too that you always ask the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth.
Mm.
You know, because the Word of God is a living word, it's a supernatural word. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth when you're reading the Bible.
Yep.
And there's another way you can have more of the Bible in your life as well. For example, I've got a DVD called The Gospel According to Matthew. Bruce Marciano is a Hollywood actor who played Jesus in that. And I've watched that, The Gospel According to Matthew. You can get it at Coorong. It's not very expensive. You can probably download it now for the modern people.
Yeah, okay, on YouTube.
I still do watch DVD sometimes. And that
I do too.
Oh, good. That's a beautiful way to get the word into it. It's word for word from the NIV as it's acted out, and it's just another beautiful way to get the word into you. And I think they've done John and Acts as well. So
that's really good.
Another way. So, you know, look, moving on, I am a prayer ministry coordinator, as you know, Pastor Caden. And so I want to encourage our listeners to consider this New Year's resolution, first day of 2026, to pray more prayer in their lives.
Yes.
To actually spend more time thinking about the Lord. You know, the Lord loves us so much. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." He just loves us so much, and it's by through prayer that we have a deeper relationship with the Lord.
Yes.
We have a two-way relationship. We need to not just talk to him and talk at him and tell him what we want. He's not Santa Claus. He's the God of the universe.
That's right.
He created us, and we need to also listen, because he will speak to us in different ways, through his word sometimes, through somebody else, through an impression or a picture or a word.
Yes.
God will speak to us.
So, Lindy, how would you suggest for someone who is not praying regularly at the moment, or might be wondering, how do I actually pray to God, or might have a bit of anxiety about, how do I actually do this sort of thing? What advice or how could you suggest someone to start? What could be some good starting points for someone?
Well, when I first started learning to water ski many years ago, I was a little bit nervous at first.
Yes.
But as I got into it and I had some help from my dad, and he got the boat going and he encouraged me, I became more and more comfortable water skiing.
Yes.
And so I say the same with prayer. Perhaps you might find there's someone that you're close to, or someone you know, who will pray with you. And praying really is just talking to the Lord.
Yeah.
It's just talking to him. You can do it out loud. You can do it in your mind. I pray while I'm driving.
Yes.
I was driving to the office today and praying for the whole region, for this whole area, for Adelaide to have a great anointing of God's Spirit. So we can pray in all sorts of places and ways. And if somebody's a bit nervous about it, I think it's about just saying, well, I'm going to do a step forward, and you become more and more comfortable.
Okay.
When I first started praying on the phone with my sister-in-law years ago, I felt a bit uncomfortable. Now I'm quite happy to pray with people on the phone. I'll pray with them in the shops. I'll pray with them anywhere.
So you could have a prayer buddy or someone that you regularly pray with on the phone or wherever it is in person.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You hold each other accountable to pray.
Yes.
And there's a special blessing for when two or more gather in prayer, isn't there?
Absolutely there is.
So that's real powerful prayer.
But I think your own personal prayers are important, because it is an indication of your relationship with God.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Just thinking about the scripture in Isaiah 43:18-19, it says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." So I think it's important that we say, well, I made some mistakes in last year in 2025, and now I'm not going to keep focusing on those things that went wrong or what happened, because we can't go back and change things. But what we can do is move forward. God is going to do a new thing in your life. If you choose to worship him, if you choose to read your Bible, if you choose to pray to him, he will do a new thing in your life.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's very powerful.
So just a couple of other thoughts for resolutions. Maybe you could start a gratitude journal.
Okay.
I've seen journals, you can buy them sometimes, or you can make your own, where you're expressing gratitude for things.
Okay.
It can change the way you think. A lot of people today suffer with depression in and outside of church, and I think some of the ways to counteract that is through lifestyle, of course. And, yes, I admit that I've discovered there are some people with physiological imbalances in the brain, but the more we follow the health message, more we follow ways to be healthy, I think our brain becomes more healthy as well, naturally. It's just a consequence of that. So starting a gratitude journal of being positive and appreciative of the things we have in our life.
Yeah.
And because God is the creator of all things.
Yes.
He created us. We only breathe because of him. And so I think having a gratitude journal is a game changer in some way. So for 2026, maybe you want to have a gratitude journal.
Yeah, what are you thankful and praising God for?
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the positives, the blessings that he's given to you this year. This is really good. This is really practical and something that we could just pick up and take and apply it to our lives, isn't it, Lindy?
Absolutely.
And so don't go anywhere. We're going to keep going through this, and we want to really help each other with this new year to make it an uplifting experience and one where we can get closer and closer to our friend and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's listen to this song by The Afters, entitled Well Done.
What will it be like when my pain is gone? World just fade away. What will it be like when you call my name? In that moment when I see you face to face, I'm waiting my whole life to hear you say, well done, well done, my good.
Well done, my good and faithful.
welcome back to Drive Time Faith FM, Big Q&A, and Happy New Year. This is the Lindy and Caden Show on this beautiful New Year's Day special edition.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, and 2026, it's hard to believe we are here.
The years go by too quickly, Pastor Caden.
Yeah, it just blows your mind when you think we're actually in 2026. Yeah, and we've been having a good conversation about resolutions and how, yeah, to think about the spiritual resolution as well and how to get closer to Jesus this year. And we've got a free book we want to offer you. Yeah, this book is called Finding Peace Amidst the Storm. And life can be a storm often, can't it?
Certainly can.
And God wants us to find the peace amidst the storm. This is a book by Pastor Robbie Bergen of Faith FM. And it talks about how life's storms are unavoidable, but peace in the midst of them is possible through Jesus. And so in this book, Robbie shares his personal journey and explores biblical principles for overcoming stress, anxiety, and fear. And through practical insights, powerful stories, and step-by-step faith experiments, this book guides you to discover the peace that God promises, a peace that surpasses all comprehension and understanding. And so this is a real practical book, a real good one to get in your hands for this new year, and we want to send you this completely for free. This, think of it as a New Year's Day gift from your friends at Faith FM. You do need to accept this gift, and to do that, you just text in the code to our Drive Time phone number, and the special code for this book is SA356. That's SA356, no spaces, just SA356, and you send that to 0488 808 11, and we'll send that to you straight away. And this is a real good one, Finding Peace Amidst the Storm. And when you text that in, we'll just get our robot here in the studio to text you back and get the details from you of where to send it to, but it's entirely for free. You text in SA356 to 0488 808 11. But Lindy, we've been talking about these resolutions and what we can do spiritually. And so what would you like to share with our listeners as we conclude in the last few minutes of our program on this New Year's Day?
Well, I think a lot of people do make resolutions on the first day of the year, and often they don't stick to them. They start out strong, I'm really going to do this. So apparently you need to do a habit for a couple of, at least 2 or 3 weeks, I believe, until it's set in place.
Okay.
But it's about your priorities in life, and it's about reflecting, am I going to benefit from this?
Yes.
And I believe that you will benefit mightily by spending time with the Lord every day. And through that, you read all the letters he's written to us. This is like the instruction manual on being a Christian, but it's also filled with stories of people who's had their own struggles. It's very encouraging.
Yeah, so it's real stories.
We need to have our eyes on the Lord, and we can do that through reading the Bible if we want to be a Christian. So may I encourage you, if it's one of your resolutions this year that you haven't ever thought about before, and that is to read the Bible regularly, every day. Read some of the Bible, listen to the Bible, surround your life with the Bible, put up promises on the walls and your toilets and your bathrooms, in your bedrooms and your walk-in robes, wherever. You know, have the Bible surround you and listen to it in the car, put it on an app when you're walking, whatever. There's so many ways you can be listening and reading the Bible. So that was one of the resolutions. The other one was to pray, to pray, 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 to intercede, to pray for others, to spend that time with the Lord, because that's how we come closer to him and he comes closer to us. A lot of people say, I don't ever hear from God. It takes time to build that relationship where you are not only just speaking with him, but you are listening. And he sometimes speaks to us through the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, through other people, through impressions and pictures. But whenever you do read the Bible, may I encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit, in all sincerity, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth.
Yes.
So we talked about a gratitude journal, which I think is a really positive thing to do, to list and write down and to remember what you are thankful for. There's enough things in the world that we're not thankful for. So let's start being thankful for so many different things. It changes your attitude.
Yeah.
It changes, I believe, even the neural pathways in your brain to be appreciative. It's no use whinging and complaining.
No.
You can ask my husband, Glenn. He'll tell you. Yes, my wife can be by nature a bit of a whinger and a complainer. It doesn't get us anywhere. What we need to do is have gratitude, to be positive, and in that we can be a blessing to others because we are encouraging them as well.
Yeah.
So we have a gratitude journal. And I think it's really another really good resolution for this year was to do some healthy things. And I know that we talked about that in our media watch when we talked about that survey. You know, a lot of people want to do healthy things like exercise and eating well. And, you know, Christmas is over now. We've had all the pudding and we've had all the pavlovas and we've had all of those things. It's time now to do some healthy things. So that was just four sort of resolutions I wanted to share.
Yeah.
I also want to share a couple of beautiful promises that we can claim for this year. And one's in Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. See, we need strength for 2026.
Oh, yeah.
But those
right.
who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Yeah.
That's one of my daughter's favorite scriptures, Isaiah 40:31. And just to sort of finish off, let me just share this one, this beautiful one from Psalm 65:11. Psalm 65:11. You crown the year with your goodness and your paths drip with abundance. Isn't that just beautiful? You crown the year with your goodness and your paths drip with abundance.
Isn't that beautiful?
And I think this
it's a good one for
blessing.
Today.
It's a blessing, and God wants to bless us and crown our year with goodness. And so I encourage all of our listeners to consider in your New Year's resolutions to get closer to the Lord Jesus and to put him first in your life. May I say a prayer for our listeners now, Pastor Caden?
That would be fantastic. Yeah, thank you so much, Lindy.
Father God, you are awesome and worthy of our praise. You are a redeemer, our savior, our Lord, our creator. You are our everything. And this year, as we start a new year of 2026, we want to put aside things that are just transitory and just selfish in a way. We want to put aside our human nature and ask for you to replace it with a more spiritual nature. We pray, Father God, that you'll give us not only the desire to make good, strong, positive resolutions, spiritual resolutions, but also the desire and the strength to maintain them throughout the year. And as we start to see the blessings from that, Lord, we can be a blessing in other people's lives as well. Lord, may we put behind us 2025. It's gone now. We can't change what happened in that year, but we can certainly step forward in faith and have a slightly different year in 2026 as we spiritually seek you and include you as uppermost in our lives. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We can't wait to see Jesus coming in the clouds. May you bless each one of us is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, friends, that's all we have time for today. Please join us again when Emily and Naomi continue our theme tomorrow. But for now, may God bless you and keep you.
This program has been made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.